It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. The New Mexico Supreme Court has agreed to hear objections to a new law that would more evenly stagger election dates for local prosecutors, judges, and county officials. The election day changes initially would cut short or lengthen some terms by 2 years. District attorneys say their elections should remain on the presidential cycle unless a constitutional amendment is approved by the legislature and a statewide vote. On Thursday, the court announced that oral arguments are scheduled for September 12th. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is in Salt Lake City sharing strategies for reducing vehicle air pollution and promoting outdoor recreation at a gathering of state governors. New Mexico has joined an alliance of 24 states that oppose the new federal standards that propose to roll back vehicle emission standards. Also, the Nonpartisan Governors Association is creating a learning network to help state governments promote outdoor recreation and industry, which New Mexico is hoping to get a larger foothold in. In more news, the Trump administration is expanding its power to quickly deport certain undocumented immigrants. A fast-track process known as expedited removal allows immigration authorities to deport some people without a hearing in front of a judge. KERA's Mallory Falk reports.
Expedited removal had applied to unauthorized immigrants apprehended within 100 miles of the border who'd been in the country for 2 weeks or less. Now it's expanding to include unauthorized immigrants anywhere in the country who can't prove that they've lived here continuously for at least 2 years. Dylan Corbett directs Hope Border Institute, an El Paso-based immigration advocacy group.
This is part of that larger strategy to seal the border by any means necessary, part of a larger strategy to deter migrants from coming to the border at all. And it represents the administration's efforts simply to respond to migration at the U.S.-Mexico border by criminalizing more and more migrants.
The U.S. government says this expansion will free up detention space and help ease the backlog in immigration courts. In El Paso, I'm Mallory Falk.
And now for a local viewpoint. Parents often spend a lot of time thinking about how to help their children become independent adults. Some thoughts from commentator Algernon DeMassa.
At age 11, it was high time for my son to go to the store by himself. Yet there was a good chance Gabrielle would balk. Luckily, I had recently finished reading The Hobbit, that paradigm of reluctant hero stories, to my sons. So I presented Gabe's first solo excursion as a quest. First, I wrote a list of instructions with calligraphic flourishes, rolled the paper up, and affixed a wax seal. I arranged this scroll and an envelope containing some cash in a basket for him to find. We're a long way from the early 1980s when my own parents asked me for the first time to walk up the hill and go get a gallon of milk at the store. That started when I was 9. My cohorts and I roamed around town for hours on end, all without mobile phones. Parenting has gone through more than one shift, related to changing perceptions of the world. Helicopter parents shielded their children from a dangerous world, while free-range parents encouraged more freedom and self-reliance in a world that, as numerous studies show, is generally safer than it was when I was a kid. All the same, I tailed my son, staying 2 blocks away so he didn't see me. If he encountered anything he couldn't handle, I'd be there. But mainly, I wanted to see how he handled himself. I also stopped to explain to a concerned neighbor that my son was not lost or running away from home. He was just being a person. Parenting is teaching. And it conveys the parents' theory of the world and of people. In our house, our theory is that the world holds risks and dangers, but it is not a hostile or inherently dangerous place. Human beings are peculiar, and some are best avoided. But most are kind enough. They're not orcs, at any rate. Young people can prepare for contingencies and move safely about their community because it is theirs, too, and they are capable. If the world is held as so dangerous that they can't be on their own, they have little opportunity to practice responsible decision-making, to reason, to solve unexpected problems, to think creatively and ethically. Developing those capacities for character, action, and judgment is not only for their own benefit, but it has a social purpose. Various news stories lately demonstrate to me that we need more beneficent and competent adults for the sake of a humane and democratic community. Training for that starts early. Gabriel came home feeling successful, and he even spun a tall tale about his adventure. From here, it's my job to introduce more chaos to the routine. Next time, he has to find a shortcut. With the weekly Desert Sage Commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.
Algernon Damassa's columns appear in the Las Cruces Sun News. Damassa's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.